His friends, we are continuing our study of the Sugya Chatzi Eben Chatzi Ben Chorin based on the Torah of Hagaon Rav Baruch Mordechai Zerachi Shlita. And in the previous shiur, we learned the Sugya Al Pi Shitas HaRambam. And we are going to continue now. This is the third shiur of this series. And we're going to begin with the Gemara in Chagiga and Daf Dalet Amar Aleph. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, the Pasuk says, Es Pnei Adon Hashem, Mishain Lo'el Adon Echad, Yatzeze Sheshto Adon Acher. So why do we pater an Eved? Because it says, Es Pnei Adon Hashem. Somebody has only one Adon, and this excludes somebody who has another Adon, somebody who's an Eved. That's the Gemara Halama Likra. What do I need a pasuk for? Kol mitzvah shechayev es be'eved chayev ba. Kol mitzvah sheni shechayev es be'en eved chayev ba. Gamar lala miyisha. We have a hekesh to equate avodim and women. So women don't have to aliyah l'rega. Why do avodim? Why do we need a special limud from Espenei Adon Hashem? You have the fact that they're equated to women. Answers the Gemara. Amar Ravina, I'll tell you what the Pnei Adon Hashem is needed for. For a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin, so it's coming to pater a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin that he need not do aliyah l'regel. So we see that the p'tur of lala meisha is only shayach to a complete eved, and it's not shayach l'gabei chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin, because this hekesh it's only going to be enough to pater his Eved side, but not to pater his Baal Chorin side. His Baal Chorin side, his Ben Chorin side, is still going to be Chayv and Aliyah L'Regel. So Kamash Malan, that we have the other drasha, we have Es Pnei Adon Hashem, to teach you that he's a B'chatzi Eved B'chatzi Ben Chorin, he is still pater. L'chora, that tzad of Ben Chorin doesn't have another Adon, it only has one Adon. The hav of mina of the Gemara is that he should be chayav because of the tzad Ben Chorin shebo, kamash malan he's not. But that tzad Ben Chorin has only one Adon, doesn't have two Adons. So even the maskana, why are you patering him? Even the maskana, he should still be chayiv. He's not having many, he wanted to be mechayiv him because of the tzad ben chorin shebo. So the maskana also, the ben chorin side, doesn't have an adon acher. So he should be chayiv in aliyah l'regel. Therefore, we have to say that there are two pturim that are fundamentally different. The ptur of Eved, because of Lav Lama Yishan, the ptur of Mishesh Lo Adon Acher. The ptur of an Eved is because he's an Eved. The moment you have an Eved, he has the status of an Eved, so he's Pater. As Rabbi Zerachi writes, Huzeh Mechamas Eved Shebo, Avaloba Gavra. Mitzad etzem mitziuso, but not the etzem mitzius of the person. The etzem mitzius of the person is not where the p'tur comes from. It comes from the shem evet shebo, but not in the etzem mitzius hagavru. V'ilu p'tur demishesh lo adon acher uze p'tur shenemar begavru mitzad etzem mitziuso. As we saw in the previous shiur, when you talk about an androgynous, you split up his body. He's a man and he's a woman. But by a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin, it's not a chaluka mitziutit gufanit, it's rather a chaluka dinit. It is a halachic, a legal distinction, but not in the Gavra. The Gavra is one. Since the Gavra is one, as we saw in the previous shiur, if he tries to blow shofar for himself, so it emerges that the tkiyah has its out of patur, because it's coming from part of him that's also patur. Ulahachi, and therefore, kevin shegavra zeh sof kol sof yesh alav adon acher. Since this gavra, the etzem etzias of this gavra, has on him another master, and you can't split up the etzem etzias of the gavra. He is one person. Yes, this one person has a halachic distinction of chatzi avet chatzi ben chorin, but the etzem etzias of the gavra is one person. And that one person has an Adon Acher on his Eved side. He has one Metzias as a person, and that Metzias as a person has another master on him. So when we're patering him, mitzad being an eved, he is a shame eved. That's where his patur comes from. However, when it comes to chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin, that's a different patur. That's a patur that's said in the gavra mitzad etzem mitziyuso. And since this gavra has another master over him, the etzem hagavra, where you can't split up into two, because he's one person. So he has a master over him on his Eved side, but there's a master over him, so you can't separate. And the Ptur is coming mitzad his mitzias of being a Gavra, the very person who has an Adon Acher. If we would say that the Ptur is mitzad the Din, we view the halachic, the Pitzul in halacha, that in halacha he is an Eved, and half Eved, half Ben Chorin. So we could say an Achinami. The Eved side has a master, and the Ben Chorin side doesn't have a master. So therefore the Ben Chorin side has to Aliyah L'Regel. But that's not the way we view it. We view the Etzem Haguf. The Etzem Etzias Haguf Nishelo. And in the Guf, he's one person. When we're talking about an androgynous, as we saw, so there's a chalukah in his guf. So there you can make a distinction in his guf, man, woman. But here, he's one person. He's just one guy. He's one gender. And biologically, he's one. So the patur is on somebody that this biological human being, he taught his biology, that's how we're viewing him. Does he have a master over him or not? The answer is yeah. Because you can't split that up into two, because his body is one. So therefore the patur, that's where the patur is coming from. Mitzad gavra shebo, he has a yesh lo adon acher. Just according to this, it would emerge that the chatzi eved and chatzi ben chorin, you don't have a patur of eved because of lala me'isha, rather it's a patur mechudash of yesh lo adon acher. That's why he's pater, because he has an adon, because he has a master over him. That's number one. Number two, it's pashut, the chora, that even after the chiddush of the p'tur of mishesh lo adon acher, so even an eved gamur doesn't need the p'tur of lala meisha anymore. The p'tur is now going to be because yesh lo adon acher. It's a chiddush now, right? You didn't know that. Until now we thought that if you have lala me'isha, so that's the p'tur of an eved gamur, that's Pashas HaGemara. And then mishesh lo adon acher is a p'tur in the chatzi chatzi. But once you have that p'tur in the chetzi chetzi of mishesh lo adon acher, so now you don't need to come on to the general p'tur anymore of lala me'isha. Here we have something specific that's directed at this particular mitzvah, so we're going to go with that of yesh lo adon acher. And it would appear that there's a nafkamina between the reasons, because according to the reason of lala me'isha l'chora in an eved, like in an isha, even if he's not mechuyev, but if he did it, if he was ola regel, he has a kiyum mitzvah like an isha. But if you hold that it's p'tur because if yesh lo adon acher, if he goes up, he didn't do anything, because the pasuk wasn't talking about him. It says it's Pnei Adon Hashem. And who's Pnei Adon Hashem? If your only Adon is Hashem, but this fella, he has also a master. So the pasuk of Aliyah L'Regel is b'chalan talking about him. If it's not talking about him, what's the point of him being Aliyah L'Regel? It's meaningless. So according to that Havana, according to that drasha of Yesh Lo Adon Acher, it's not a kiyum mitzvah b'chlal. It's a p'tur be'etzem ha-mitzvah. However, Yipalei al Rambam, that brings about an eved the p'tur of Lala Me'isha. He also brings another p'tur of Rebbe called Yisrael and Mute Avadim. That's the Rambam that we read in the second parak of Hilchos Chagiga, Halacha Aleph. He says that an eved is pater because of it's learned from Isha, and Rebbe called Yisrael Lahotzias Avadim. But in a chatzi eved chatzi ben chor, and he brings the p'tur, is mishum tzad avdus shibo. So you have to understand two things. Number one, why doesn't he bring the p'tur of yesh lo adon acher that was said even about a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin? That would have been great. In other words, say like the Gemara says, he's pater al yesh lo adon acher. Moreover, the Mashmaos says that a chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chorin is pater mishum tzad avdus. L'chora, it's muchach in the Gemara that the p'tur of lala me'isha isn't shaykh to chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chorin because of his tzad ben chorin. You can't learn lala me'isha because he is a tzad ben chorin. So why did the Rambam write that a chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chorin is pater mishum tzad avdus shabo? Yeah, but he also has a tzad ben chorin. And once he has a tzad ben chorin, so we should be mechayiv him al tis tzad ben chorin. The Rambam says, no, he's pater al tis tzad eved. Seder, he has a tzad eved, but he also has a tzad ben chorin. So the p'tur of lala me'isha is only shaykh to a complete eved, because if it's half-half, he has a tzad ben chorin. So how can the Rambam say that he's pater mitzad his eved, it's tzad eved shebo? Yeah, but he also has a tzad ben chorin. And you see that p'tur of lala me'isha isn't enough to say that, oh, he has a tzad eved, so he's off the hook. No, but he has a tzad ben chorin. So therefore he's mitzad that he should be chayiv. So how can the Rambam say he's pater mitzad avdus shebo when he's a tzad ben chorin? So it would appear as follows. That it's muchach from this, is Rav Zrachi, that the sheet of the Rambam is that the din of Mishesh lo Adon Acher is not a p'tur in the chefta shel mitzvah, ela ach p'tur begavra. It's the person. And therefore, if the Eved did a Maiser Re'iya, he has a Kiyum Mitzvah. Just like a woman who did Re'iya. What did we say before? Before we said that Mishesh Lo Adam Acher is a p'tur in the etzem chefetz of the mitzvah. The pasuk b'cha wasn't talking to him. And now we're turning around and we're saying no. He has a special p'tur, but it's not a p'tur in the chefetz of the mitzvah, shel mitzvah. In other words, he's not completely precluded from the mitzvah. The person doesn't have to do the mitzvah, but it's not like the mitzvah wasn't talking to him in the first place. And therefore, if the Eved did a Maaser Re'iya, he is a Kiyum Mitzvah like a woman who did a Maaser Re'iya. So why didn't the Rambam bring the p'tur of Mi Sheyesh Lo Adon Acher? Because even this Yalfusa is not a p'tur b'fnei atzma. Because the Sibas HaP'tur is because he's an Eved. The Yalfusa reveals to us, this Limud reveals to us, that even somebody who's a chatzi eved is also pater. And that it says, Mishi yesh lo adon acher, is because he's an eved, and an eved is a p'tur. So it emerges that even though without the pasuk we wouldn't include a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chorin in the p'tur of eved, because of la la me'isha, but al kol panim, the Alfus is coming to teach us that a chatzi eved is included in the p'tur of eved. So now there's a whole new way of understanding the sugya with the Rambam. That the p'tur of Mishesh Lo Adon Acher is being megala to us that he's even a chetzi chetzi is in the category of an evet, and memela is included in the p'tur of la la me'isha, and so if the evet would do a lila regel, right? He's pater, but he still has a kiyum mitzvah. But why is he pater? He's pater mitzad that he's an evet, because the alfus of Adon Acher, of Mishesh Lo Adon Acher is Pater, is telling us that even if he's a Chetzi Chetzi, he's also Pater Al Sar Abdus Shabo. He's also Pater because he's an Eved. All you have to do is be an Eved. And even though you're a half Ben Chorin, you would think that a half Ben Chorin would be Chayav to the half Ben Chorin, but it's telling you no. A half an Eved is enough of an Eved to be considered an Eved, and therefore he's Pater Me'ali Larego. And that's why the Rambam writes, he's Pater Mitzmeh Sar Abdus Shabo. In other words, the very fact that he has a tzad avdus, it doesn't bother us that he's a tzad ben chorin. But tzad avdus shabo is enough to pater him out evet. And now he's in the category of regular evet. And now we understand why the Rambam only brings the alfus of la, and bevo kol Yisrael lahotzi avodim. Why? Because these are the makoros for the ikar p'tur. The p'tur of Mishesh Lo Adon Acher, he didn't bring. Because that's just a gilui. That's just a gilui that the chatzi eved is included in the p'tur of avadim. And therefore it was enough for him to write mipnei tzad abdus shabo. Because that's the gather of the alfusa of Mishesh Lo Adon Acher, to teach us that the tzad abdus shabo also has a shem eved that patters him from re'iya. So we still have a lot more to say, but tafasta meruva lo tafasta, tafasta mua tafasta. So we're going to go with the tafasta mua mahalach, and mirtz Hashem in the next shir, God should give us life, and God should give us a simchas chayim and koach. We will hopefully proceed onwards. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.